traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
If you're like the millions of frustrated Americans looking for an alternative to the other senior benefits group and want to support an organization that takes responsible action, then now is the time to join AMAC.
AMAC, or the Association of Mature American Citizens, is the fastest growing conservative senior organization in America. AMAC believes in the values that have made America great: faith, family, and freedom.
AMAC offers an alternative to just about every benefit that AARP offers, but without the liberal agenda.
AMAC stands up for the Constitution, and they fight with a full-time presence in Washington, D.C., calling on members of Congress and the administration to discuss issues and support or oppose legislative actions on behalf of the membership. Issues like health care reform, Social Security, reducing prescription drug costs, and more.
We stand with AMAC, and we hope you will, too. Stand with us today and join at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. The benefits of membership are great, but the cause is even greater. Join today at amac.us/chicks. Is it going?
It's going.
Okay, yeah, it's going.
Yes. Hi, everybody. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. We are broadcasting to you miraculously.
We are. We are here.
We have not yet been booted.
Oh, my God, Becky.
Could there be more going on?
Yeah, what a weekend. I mean, did you sleep at all this weekend? Because, I mean, I was...
You know, I said to my husband last night that I think I put more hours of work in this weekend than I did all week.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much I was... I was just nonstop.
My body did not rest this weekend.
Even if your body does, your brain doesn't.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm. There was
a lot of
worrying. There's because first and foremost, we probably need to get past just where we are as a site and as a community, because there's been a lot of fear and angst and anxiety. Because we have a target on our back, you guys. So we need to get that out of the way this morning. Because we're kind of like, we're to the big tech giants and to social media. For the past 3 years, we've been low-hanging fruit when it comes to censorship. We've talked about that a lot, about how, it's just any day now they could shut us down. I mean, we've talked about that with you guys, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, and yeah, so, we say it all the time.
Right. And so this weekend, it became abundantly clear that, like, the clock is ticking for us. And we, like, Mock does our Twitter, I do our Instagram. She's like, we lost 11,000 Twitter followers in, like, a day.
And I haven't even looked today, I'm afraid.
Right. We lost 1,000 Instagram followers in a day, which is unheard of for Instagram. We're not even blue check mark there. And then it's just a matter of time, you guys. They're going to come after us. It's like we literally have a target on our back. We're just waiting for the second that they shut us down, because right now they feel very emboldened. And they're on a rampage. They're on a censorship rampage. I don't even recognize my country anymore. It's out of control.
It's insane. And the fact that Parler is gone. I mean, it's just, that's it. Like, Parler is done. Now, I did read, I made sure to read, what's his name? John Matzie, I think, is the CEO of Parler, and Dan Bongino. I was reading their feeds last night to see what they were seeing before all the shit went down. And they were like, do not think that we're not coming back. We've got backup plans. They're in the works. Tuesday, they're hoping to really be back up and running on some sort of platform. And so they're encouraging people to please come back, because even if we can't get on there today, they want people to make sure to try to come back. The problem is, I started reading about, and I don't know these words, maybe you guys know these words, but Zendesk and Trilio, there's certain components of a site like that, like where you take signups, right? Like if somebody wants to become a part of Parler, they have to sign up and they go through the form. Those companies are saying, we're not going to work with you anymore. So it's not even just the server, the host. It's not even just Amazon's taking them off a server. It's about all of the components and the companies that make those components also turning their backs on them.
Oh, totally.
It's insane.
Yeah, this isn't just about silencing free speech. It's about destroying companies,
yeah.
Destroying actual people. This is what they're doing. So when people are like, oh, I'm leaving Twitter, you know, just leave Twitter. You guys, this isn't just about, you know, you saying, well, then screw Twitter, F Twitter, right? I'm out of here. You have to understand that they are not just, you know, like squelching free speech, and you leaving Twitter is like some sort of an up yours to them. They are literally destroying people's livelihoods. They're destroying yeah. companies. They are going after us as people. They're coming. They will come for you. I mean, it's like this. They're not going to stop at just, oh, we're just going to go ahead and squelch their free speech. I hope you understand what this is. I mean, it goes way beyond just, well, we don't like what they have to say. I mean, it's everybody needs to understand what this is all about. And you just saying, well, screw Twitter. I mean, listen, I appreciate the sentiment, but it goes way beyond that. These people are destroying lives is
well,
what they're
doing. Well,
and people
were mad at us. Yesterday, I put up a post about all the places that were establishing, you know, a presence on these different platforms. And people were pissed off that we're still on Facebook and Twitter. They were like, I can't believe that you're still supporting those networks by staying on them. If this is where most of our following is, the only way to tell people where we're going to go next is to continue to use them as long as we can.
I'm not leaving.
They're going to have to take me down.
Right. They're going to have to take me out of there kicking and screaming.
Right.
Giovanna just said it sounds like communism. It doesn't sound like it. It is communism.
Right.
That's what this is. And I am not just going to like leave and go, okay, I'm just going to leave because you told me because I don't like the way that you guys play here. F them. I'm staying until they drag me out of there kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
They can suck all the you know what. I am not leaving until they drag me out of there. That's the way that it is. This is America, man. It's like I will go and use all the other platforms. I'll do it. We'll do all those things. And you guys, listen, people can do what they want to do. It's fine. It's a free country, at least for today, because tomorrow it probably won't be. Because how many days do we have until it's not a free country? We have what, like 7, 8 days
now? 9 days away? Yeah, something
9 days,
like that.
9 days until it's not a free country. But until it's not a free country, I'm gonna do what I want to do until these people tell me that I can't be on these platforms. I mean, it's insane what's happening in this country right now. It's like Heidi said, we can't talk without being afraid. We've seen that for the past 4 years. There are kids on college campuses who are conservatives who have written us for the past 4 years, who have told us, hey, chicks, I don't say that I'm a conservative on this college campus because I'm afraid to say I'm a conservative. Y'all can't tell me that's not communism.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
And
it's
all the people who are like, these are private companies and they can do what they want. If you don't see how much of a monopoly this is at this point and how this violates like every antitrust law in the world.
I can't help you.
Even if it's true, like even if you really want to believe, okay, yes, it's fine and private companies can do what they want. That's fine. But there's a thing about how it's something you can do versus something you should do. And so if in America, you're gonna treat these companies, these Twitters and these Facebooks, as if they're a utility, but then also protect them from being able to just knock off people for what they think, there's something seriously wrong with how everything is operating.
Yeah, and it's like it's literally the same as book burning. You believe in book burning.
I mean, this
and
is
all
insane.
All of a sudden, liberals believe in that. They believe in book burning.
I see
they
people believe, are yeah. already doing the me. Go to MeWe. Go to Gab. Go to CloudHub. I know there's so many different places that people are going now. So that's why yesterday, if you go to our site at chicksontheright.com, I compiled the definitive list for now. I mean, this is as of today. Here are the places that you're going to be able to find us. And here's where we're establishing a presence. I know about Gab. We have an account there. I haven't opened it in probably 3 years. I looked at Cloud Hub, can't make heads or tails of it. MeWe, we're on, but again, we don't have a presence. So you don't have to name all the places. We know, we're very well aware of all of the places. Right. There's no need to tell us about them. We know about them, but we have to make, there's two of us and there is only so many hours in a day.
Right.
And so we have had to like narrow, we've had to whittle down where are we going to try to be the most and where are we going to go in case we're kicked off the places that we are the most. And that list is on our website. It should ChicksOnTheRight.com.
And frankly, the most important place that we're going to be right now is our website.
Yeah.
I mean, if something happens, go to our website. That's the first place where we were, and that'll be the last bastion. I mean, it's like that's where we started. Is we started a website in 2009, and it was ChicksOnTheRight.com or ChicksOnRight.com. That's where you can find us. And if the shit hits the fan, which it's already hitting the fan. I mean, it's like literally flying everywhere right now. Then, you know, at the end of the day, if you're like, I don't know where the chicks are, I can't find the chicks, go to our website. Because, I mean,
that's where we are.
It's probably where we are. I mean, they may try to shut us down on our website because I feel like that could happen at some point. But that's probably going to be the last place where they shut us down, don't you think?
I do, Mary? Because I think we can always transfer, you know, to a different host or server or whatever. Until conservatives are no longer allowed to internet.
Right.
That's where we'll be. The other safest way is that now we have at the top of our website at chicksontheright.com, there's on the menu bar of the homepage, it says subscribe to the chicks. And that's a place where you can get your email into our database. We are not going to spam you. We have never sent an email en masse ever. And we literally right now don't have any intention to. No. That is just a place for us to keep those who want to stay connected with us connected so that if we get kicked off of everything, we will be able to connect with you personally via email. And so it's really important if you want to stay connected with us, make sure to get onto that email list so we've got you in our database. You're not going to get a confirmation. You're not even going to hear from us that any kind of message that says, we got you. You're now in our database. You're not going to get any emails from us, I promise you, unless things get to the point where that is our only way to communicate.
Right. So everybody knows that because we're on Parler too, but Parler's offline. So that's one of the places where they're not just trying to shut down free speech. They're trying to destroy an actual company, which is, you know. So, I mean, it's like, listen, we can go to these places, but I feel like the more that we go and diversify to all these places, they're just going to start targeting all of those different companies and destroying those little companies.
Yeah.
Because this is what people have been, you know, conservatives for years have been saying, well, just start another company. Okay.
And then they did.
Parler did that. Parler did it. And then look what Big Tech did. Big Tech was like, we're going to go ahead and destroy you as a company. This is what they did. They destroyed them. This is what we saw over the weekend. So, I just cannot believe what I am seeing in this country. I don't recognize this country right now. I know a lot of y'all don't. It's absolutely terrifying.
Then, you know, the whole thing that happened with Walkaway, I did a whole Twitter thread about this that kind of went viral about what it really means for the little guy. For when a big organization like Walkaway gets booted. Brandon Strock of Walkaway, everybody knows who Brandon is, he was on Fox this weekend and he was talking about how this impacts not just an organization like his, but a little tiny gig worker, right? So what happened with Walkaway was not just that page got taken down, it's that all of the admin's personal accounts were removed.
Unbelievable.
So imagine if you are a videographer or a writer or an editor or like a graphic designer and you don't give a shit what the company that you're hired to, you get contracted for to do a project for, you don't care what they do or what they believe in, you just need the job.
Right.
Those people who may have had their own separate business pages are gone. Their businesses were just taken away from them simply because they did a job for Walkaway. That's how this trickles down. And
right.
I don't think people really get that scope of it.
I don't think liberals get
they
that.
They don't. And that's because these could be liberals.
Right. They could be. And eventually, you know what? It's like this whole just like defeat and destroy anybody or anything that doesn't agree with the groupthink, it'll eventually come back and bite them in the ass. It's eventually going to affect liberals. It is affecting liberals.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how they don't see that.
Yeah, it will. I mean, this is the thing. It will. We've talked about that too. It's like it'll eventually affect you, you know, because eventually it's going to turn, like the tables will turn, because the tables always freaking turn. Mm-hmm. And so these little, you know, Orwellian rules that you, the big Orwellian rules that you're putting in place, and the way that you're making America decay like this, all of the shit that you're putting in place will turn on you. It will. It will. Karma is like, it is a nasty thing. And all of the, it really is. And it will turn on you. And I don't think that they see what they're doing. I mean, this is some communist stuff, man. And like, you cannot just undo communism. I know, and listen.
It's insidious. It just gets worse.
And
that's the nature
people,
of it.
All these people are like, oh my God, Pence is terrible. Pence needs to die.
God.
And Pence. You know what? We got bigger problems than Pence right now. It's like, I don't, it's whatever. I honestly, we're talking about like a whole ideology that they are putting in place that is, it's communism, y'all. It's like when they get into power, the three branches of government it's unbelievable what they're planning to do. And it's like, there's no turning back. I mean, for 2 years, they're going to be they're going to be steamrolling and doing a whole lot of stuff where it's going to be crazy. Like, hold on, because you guys better buckle up. There's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be happening, at least for 2 years. I say four, but Mock's like, I think in two, we're going to see, at least in 2020.
Oh God, I hope so.
In 2022, there may be like a, I don't know, maybe we'll see a resurgence of Republicans in Congress or something. I don't know.
I also, speaking of Brandon, he also got his emails, MailChimp, which is also the service that we are connected to get our email addresses from you all. They also cut them off completely. Now, I know people were worried because when I put in our post that, you know, people should subscribe to our email, I saw people, I don't want to do that because MailChimp could just as easily shut you down. But the good news is that with MailChimp, every single day, I am exporting those addresses into my own Excel spreadsheet. So we have them. There are no worries. We have them and we will have them even if MailChimp shuts us down. We will still have those because I'm downloading them daily. So there's no worries about that. I want to make sure people knew that they don't have to be scared about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, here's another example of how just insane everything is. I've never heard of this person, but there's a singer by the name of Ariel Pink. It's a guy.
I've never heard of that person.
Mm-mm. He was dropped by his record label because he attended the protest at the White House.
That's lovely. That's great.
He attended it. Mm. So, I mean, it's not like he busted into the Capitol or did anything crazy. He just attended it. Like thousands and thousands of other decent people who weren't there to cause trouble just attended that rally.
Anybody that was at the peripheral, like anybody who was there, if you, because I had friends from high school that were there. So are you saying like if their employers found out that they were there and just even like on the peripheral and didn't even know what was going on at the Capitol at the time, they could be fired from their jobs?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Freaking believable.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Unbelievable.
It's just nuts. And I just want you guys to hear this tweet from Jack Dorsey from October 5th of 2015. And then think about how much things are changed now. So Jack wrote on October 5th of 2015, Twitter stands for freedom of expression. Mm. We stand for speaking truth to power.
Really?
And we stand for empowering dialogue.
Really? Oh. And now he looks like a goat. And he's a commie. Unbelievable. He really, it's crazy. Right. He's a goat, you guys. He's a communist goat.
He's a literal goat. He looks like this.
Right.
He looks like this goat.
Right. We're probably going to get shut down just for saying that. Like, YouTube's like, you can't say that Jack Dorsey is a commie goat. Oh, my God, chicks.
Whatever. And then there was this tweet. Oh my God, this one. I just made me seethe from John Brennan. I just want you to imagine like how arrogant you have to be to tweet what this ass clown tweeted. Here's what he said. Anyone now seeking national redemption by claiming to no longer support Trump must acknowledge how wrong it was to ignore and enable his corrupt, dishonest, and divisive agenda. Total denunciation of a despot's legacy is necessary to eradicate any remaining malignancy.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing that these douche canoes don't realize is that social media has now become more powerful than government.
Three
dudes have all the power. That means that they're more powerful than liberal government too. They don't get it. It's like they don't get that. They think that, oh, it's like the guy that we hate is now out of power, which, by the way, what are they going to complain about come February, right? Like they have nothing because they're going to have all the power. So that means it's like you can't blame Trump anymore, mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi. I mean, who are you going to blame? And like they're going to have it's all going to be on them. They're going to have every branch, you guys. So it's like they don't even have one other branch to blame. There's nobody else to blame but them for all the decisions. So for 2 years, it's all on them. Every fiber mm-hmm. of it is on them. So beyond that, it's like. But still, they got all these guys, like, control them. Like, they're the puppeteers, and they don't get that. They don't get that they still control the narrative. Like, do you not get that? Hello?
Because it's just as easy for big tech to tell Democrats who are running for office, we're not going to give you money.
Right.
I mean, right. The money, that's their power, right? Uh-huh.
They just took control this election, and I don't see how these dumbasses don't see that.
I mean, they just don't.
It's unreal. It's unreal.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you guys didn't read about, and this happened like at the absolute wrong time, because I feel like had we had our fight with NewsGuard, 3 weeks ago, it probably would have had a bigger impact. Our fight with NewsGuard sort of got lost in all of the news that was happening and all the censorship that was happening with way bigger players than us.
Right.
But you need to read on our website, chicksontheright.com, NewsGuard is like another one of those fact-checking, site credibility checking places. And they have been like... demanding that we answer questions for years. And
I would like
we
to say,
have.
Mock is nice about it. I say that they've been stalking us for years. Mock is very nice about it. In fact, she's the one that's dealt with them because I can't. Like, years ago when they first contacted us, I was like, tell them to F off.
She literally said exactly
that. I did. I said exactly those words. And she was like, we can't, Daisy. We can't. We've got to, let's be nice. And so I was like, fine. You were in HR, and so you go ahead and you deal with these people because I can't deal. Like, I just don't believe in all this fact-checking bullcrap. I just don't want to do it. So she was so great. She wrote them back. She spent so much time dutifully writing them back and answering all of their bull. I mean, they asked so many questions, you guys. It was like filling out this giant questionnaire.
And it was literally
times.
Like, why do you use so many exclamation points in your headlines?
It's unreal.
Don't you think that that's, doesn't that discredit what you're trying to say? And
oh my
I'm
God.
Like, because we just are who we are.
Right.
And we talk like that too. And so we write like we talk.
And these guys, these people don't know how to read, because on our site it says we are not a news site. We are a site that basically, we're chicks that just talk about the news in a way that we're talking about it over like cocktails and chips and salsa. We just give commentary about the news. We are not journalists, because if you call us journalists, we take offense to that, because we don't want to be called journalists, because that's mean, you know? So, I mean, we basically say that on our site. They can't freaking read, but they've continued to contact us over and over because they want so badly to shut us down. This is what
they
want
to do. Well, and what's so dumb is that from the very get-go, even when I was cooperating, they rated us as red, like red is their bad color. So if you get like a red score, it means that you suck, essentially, and you can't be trusted and no one should read your stuff. So whatever. So I thought, all right, well, I mean, they're gonna rate us red no matter what. So when we just heard from them again last week, and this was happening like right when Walkaway was getting taken down, when it was all hitting the fan. And I was like, I am done trying.
Right.
And so I wrote.
And I was like, hallelujah, it's about time.
Right.
Tell them to F off. Yeah.
So I wrote him a response, and it was much different than my former responses. I'll just say that. And you can read that entire thing at chicksontheright.com.
It was beautiful. You guys have to read it. It was a beautiful, beautiful response.
I mean, I went all Shawshank on it.
She did go Shawshank on it. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Who watched Nancy Pelosi on, what was it, 60 Minutes?
60 Minutes, yeah.
I've only heard a couple clips.
She's so morally superior to all of us.
But she's also, like, she's not altogether there anymore.
Oh, you think? Well, she's only 150 years old. Good Lord.
She is losing it. And she got so mad when they asked her about AOC. They were like, because I think it was Leslie Stahl. Leslie Stahl was like, why does AOC say that you're not good at reaching out to the younger, newer generation? And Nancy Pelosi was like, you'll have to ask her that.
You'll have to ask that young whippersnapper.
It was so great. I was like, damn.
Did she wear a mask? Did she wear a mask
during the interview? She did not, that I'm aware.
She took it because she had the cloak of immunity.
Right.
She did. She had that immunity cloak. That was
and then nice. Did you guys also see about this giant controversy with Vogue and the cover of Kamala?
What's the controversy other than the fact
that people are so mad at Anna Wintour because apparently the photo that Kamala's team had agreed on was her in this powder blue suit.
Is it a pantsuit?
Yes, it's a pantsuit. Here, I can show it to you.
Oh, thank you.
Like, those are the two covers. See them?
Oh, okay.
So the one with the black suit where she's wearing Converse, people were furious.
Why?
Because they were like, this, you know, this is an insult to black women. And, you know, they thought that the Converse, like, took away from her power and her stature in the office of the vice presidency.
Well, then she shouldn't have worn them.
Well, I was like, what? That is who she is. She is a suit-wearing, Converse-wearing person. Like, why are you trying to change her into something else?
Don't wear them then. Like, if you wore that to the freaking photo shoot, then that is who you are. Are you trying to say that she should be, like, you're trying to cover up who she actually is? Because if that's the case, then you guys, that means she's a liar.
Well, and they were saying that the photo with the black suit somehow was below the standards of Vogue, and that it was disrespectful, and that it was disrespectful to black women, and that Anna Wintour is clearly racist. And then they released the second cover with the blue suit. And so now I don't even know what is going to show up in the actual stores.
Well, I'm sure that the blue suit is somehow racist, too.
I just can't. This is where we are.
Yeah, because everything is racist.
I mean, it's just absolutely batshit. Uh-huh. Everybody is so crazy. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the many things that are happening today in the news.
Yeah, I didn't realize that Converse were racist. I didn't know that.
I don't know that the Converse specifically are racist. It's the treatment of her cover photo that was, and I don't even know what that means. But people have renewed, like, fans of Home Alone 2 are now renewing their push to remove Trump's cameo from Home Alone 2.
God, And who gives a shit?
I don't know. I don't
My
know
God,
why there
does
are people
anybody
thinking
care?
About this.
Raise your hands. The world is on fire, but let's remove Trump from Home Alone 2.
I know, oh it's so dumb.
I mean, that's so really, dumb. That's like first priority. Oh my God. I mean, by the way, I don't know if anybody noticed, but we're in debt too. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Nobody cares.
That's right. Nobody. That's still a thing.
Doesn't matter. I mean, who cares, right? People are starving. You know, people don't have jobs. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's totally fine.
It's all fine.
It's fine. Oh, and also, by the way, when Joe Biden takes office, he's going to immediately stop the wall construction. Because that hasn't helped.
Didn't they just build a wall around the Capitol?
I mean, walls don't work. They only work between, like, Sudan. What is it, like, Sudan? Where is he building it overseas? They put that in the last stimulus, remember?
Yeah.
It was like between two countries that I don't really care about. So I don't. But they're building a wall between two other countries. Somebody could probably remind me what countries
because
those are.
They work. They just don't work when conservatives want them.
Yes. They don't care about walls between us and other countries. They just want to take our money and build them for other countries and a stimulus that should be going for people with COVID.
Yeah.
Syria, but they
did really build a wall around the Capitol.
I think it was Syria and Jordan, if I'm not
mistaken. Yeah, I thought it was Jordan. I thought Jordan was involved, for sure.
Yes, Bob, thank you. Jordan and Syria.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's fine for them. It's fine for them. God, so over it. Anyways, but bring it in. Let's bring it in.
It's going to be all right. It's... I mean,
is it, Mom? Is it?
I don't know. I really want it to be all right.
I feel like you're lying to the people. I don't know if it's good. Is it going to be all right?
I'm not lying. I'm just trying to go, yay, team. Let's
because
do
at
this.
The beginning of the year, I was like, oh, it's going to be a great year.
I know. And what did I say to you? I said, don't jinx it. You're daring it to be worse. And look where we are.
Yeah, right? I feel like this is all my fault. This is why I don't sleep at night, you guys. I feel like this is all my fault because I thought it was going to be a great year.
It is your personal fault that everything is
Dang
falling
it.
Apart.
I'm really sorry, you guys. I'm really sorry. All right, you guys. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Hi, I'm Sarah Carter. On every edition of the Sarah Carter Podcast, I say we're taking back the story. And that's exactly what we have to do. Whether it's the Russia hoax, the relentless attacks on President Trump, pretending Antifa doesn't exist, or covering up for the repressive Chinese government, the mainstream media isn't interested in the truth. It's up to us to uncover the truth and share it with others. Please join me in taking back the story on the Sarah Carter Podcast. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Chicks on the Right. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I would like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to ZBiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's ZBiotics.com/RADIO radio and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.